Medical Center, I'll ring computer medicine.
Blood pressure's dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer, report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket. Red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
That's all.
Dr. Horowitz, staff.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Thursday, the 14th of December. The prep tip today is to inventory your library and fill in the gaps. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz, I refer to as a man with his brain on fire. He has about 26 books he's published, maybe 27. I'm not sure even he knows. He has quite a few websites. We'll give out a few of them just to get you started with his work. There's six websites I'm about to give out here. The most recent one, here it is, warandwethepeople.net. Next one I like to listen to when I'm working is great background music, 528radio.com. Then we have judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next place I do some shopping myself, healthyworldstore.com. Then revolutiontelevision.net, and last but not least, medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join
sir,
you.
Good to have you with us, as always. Well, it'll be 2024 in less than 3 weeks, won't it, sir?
It's frightening. Time flies when you're having fun, huh?
Right. Well, something I've heard, and you might want to comment on this, the phenomenon of each successive year seeming to be seemingly shorter than the one before. This explanation makes more sense than anything I've heard. Each successive year is a smaller percentage of your overall life than the one before, which accounts for a phenomenon. Do you have any comment on that, sir?
Yeah, that's what I believe, too. I think that's most reasonable and what our experience as elders has been. What troubles me is the state of the world and the hastening of the insanity that is part and parcel with a globalist agenda, and that what we're witnessing is largely the result of human conditioning. You know, so whether we see time as going slow or going fast, we're conditioned beings. And what's happened is that this critical theory, which is the essence of cognitive warfare, in military circles, that's what all the propaganda, everything that we're actually experiencing now from what's going on Capitol Hill, in the Biden administration, to the wars, and accepting this, you know, insanity. All of this is based on behavioral engineering, and that is based on what is called most troubling cognitive warfare. So we're being brainwashed, in essence. It's a mind control, mind war, and that we're seeing increasingly insanity. It's just like, you know, the hastening of the age is our perception. At the same time, we perceive that everything is falling apart, when in actuality, in God's universe, everything's in order. Everything's perfectly ordered. So,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So that's why I kind of like to look at it from a greater context. You know, this whole concept of critical race theory and the massive now insanity associated with the genocides in the world and the attitudes of Harvard and University of Pennsylvania, et cetera, academia. All of this is part and parcel of the fundamental issue that's never been addressed, has not yet been addressed by Congress. I think most important, it is what it is. It's actually underlies even the dynamics of the border crisis, is that we're being engineered into ignorance and acceptance, tolerance of this increasing level of insanity that reflects what's called cognitive warfare, but also this critical theory. We're really now being engineered to critically reject and analyze everything, including sex. I mean, John, how insane is that?
It is insane. It is. Well, I got some good news here. I know you're a busy guy. The former Italian health minister, that's the equivalent of the Surgeon General of the United States. His name is Roberto Speranza. He's being investigated for murder for the following reason. Emails have come to light where he's ordering his people under him all over Italy in the healthcare professions to conceal and make sure people don't know that the COVID vaccinations are killing people, and to keep giving the COVID vaccinations despite the obvious information and knowledge that the COVID vaccinations are killing people. So Mr. Speranza is being investigated for murder. I look at that as a good thing, don't you, Doctor?
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, it gives me hope of some semblance of sanity and decency in health science and politics and the clinical practices that we're enabling and allowing. It's just insane. And I think justice has to be administered. That's part of it. You see, you know, I think it comes down to something very, very simple, and it's scriptural and theological. It's like you're either living in righteousness and God's law, God's love, that whole concept. Righteousness means right standing. Well, what does that mean, right standing? Standing in what? Where? In truth. You know, now you get into what Yeshua Jesus had talked about. You know, he says, I am the truth. Wow, that's an incredible thing. And I am the life.
Absolutely.
So now you got to look at all of this in the context of what we're witnessing, which is the mass genocide through deception, cognitive warfare. Oh, the vaccines are so good, they say. Oh, you've got to take these new vaccines. It's flu season again, and now we've got, you know, RSV. We've got a variety of mutants of COVID. We've got to really worry about these things. Actually, right now I'm doing an article as a commentary. Last week, CDC reported alarming rise of drug-resistant germs in the Ukraine. Well, gee whiz, I've been saying for a quarter century, and everybody who's involved in public health knows it. It's basically when you have war, you have, you know, distress, you have stress levels that go high. It acidifies people's bodies. Then people are dehydrated. They don't get water. They don't have safe shelter. All of these things are causing then mutants to develop within ourselves, in our bodies, as well as our environments. And that's the issue. So they got to cover that up. And
Absolutely.
That's what they've covered up.
Well, before we get to our first caller, I'm looking forward to getting a review copy of your latest book. Any closer to wrapping it up?
Yeah, I'll send you a copy today. It's
okay.
An advanced copy, John, and I think you're going to really greatly appreciate it.
Well, fantastic.
Did I actually send you the court judgment on the Hawaii case? Did I send that?
I don't remember seeing it. No, not at all.
Okay. Well, you know, remember I said I was, it was speculative to me. I couldn't
Correct.
Conceive after 20 years of battling for my property's return in Hawaii that suddenly the court, after totally, you know, basically trashing me and stonewalling me for all these years. Well, I mentioned in 2014, I filed 20 counterclaims, one of which was the racketeering enterprise, RICO claim. Now, that's a civil RICO.
Right.
And criminal RICOs are very, very hard to administer. That's why part of the reason, or a large part of the reason, why you don't have the lawyers and the Justice Department officials, aside from their disgusting bias in favor of the Bidens, it's really fundamental to law that it's very hard to win a racketeering enterprise complaint or claim. So now, I just got the other day from a previous prosecutor, Rick Damerville is his name. Nice guy, very, very nice guy. He did his best to get the main culprit, Mr. Paul J. Sulla Jr., in jail. He writes me back. He says, congratulations, you won.
Wow. Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
So you got to read this.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll send that over to you. And it's astonishing because one out of a thousand cases of RICO are actually granted by the court.
Really?
To proceed. Yeah. And so I came in as pro se and I filed pro se. Now, from 2014, so 9 years ago, this was denied along with all of my counterclaims. I never had my day in court. They basically stonewalled me. Well, now in this new ruling, the judge finally says that here's her excuse. Here's her cover up. We were defrauded by Mr. Sulla. The court, fraud upon the court, which is, again, it's another very hard designation to accomplish. She says in the order that she basically is astonished because Mr. Sulla, who stole not just my property, but as I mentioned on previous shows, my neighbor's property, which happens to be the Gregorient brothers. Now Hunter Biden is in the news for Burisma and his association taking money for nothing. Well, the chief competitor of Burisma was my neighbor. The Gregorians, who are the owners of the Arms Business Bank and the largest gas station chain in the Ukraine and Armenia. So they did the same thing to them. And this is a whole CIA operation. I've been saying it from the get-go. And so it's fallen apart. Their cover-up and stonewalling has gotten to the point where Mr. Sulla has been so compromised. He's under FBI indictment right now for 8 counts, including wire fraud, as well as conspiracy and money laundering for millions of dollars. After stealing now, my neighbor, the Gregorians, had actually donated 70 acres for the development of low cost housing for Hawaiians who were very poor people. So they gave the land over to the county. And while the deed is in their county possession, Mr. Sulla did what he did in my case, forged the document, and then flipped the property, made millions of dollars in selling that 70-acre
sold property they didn't own.
Yeah, that's right. He actually stole it from the county. And what's incredible, and I'm actually you know and love Dinesh D'Souza, right?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I wrote, and I can send you a CC, I think. I have a saved copy of what I just sent Dinesh the other day, because this is the most outrageous Hollywood documentary production possible on the whole exposure from top to bottom. How does deep state at the highest levels operating through CIA and the corruption in the political domain, controlling the Democratic Party, which controls the entire state of Hawaii. Now we're getting all this evidence coming in that the people who are actually involved at the county level virtually control the Big Island of Hawaii, that they were complicit with Mr. Sulla in permitting, allowing, and never prosecuting the forgeries and the property theft that had been repeatedly administered by Mr. Sulla and his cohorts in crime. So the whole thing in Hawaii now is falling apart. I wrote Dinesh D'Souza a wonderful invitation to join me as co-producer for a film that would expose, again, from the lowest levels of how individuals lose their homes to the highest levels of politics and corruption that touch on the White House and the Justice Department, having then heavily influenced the court systems of Hawaii to keep deep state in control and keep we the people at bay.
Well, looking forward to seeing that material. Well, Doctor, we have a couple of callers on hold. First, we have Jill in Missouri. Good morning, Jill. Jill in Missouri, it's your turn. Okay, apparently she's not there. We'll move on to John in Texas. Good morning, John. John in Texas, your turn. Well, everybody's on a break, Doctor, it looks like. So
it's a holiday, John, you know.
the holiday spirit of maybe 2 weeks early. Well, Give us an update on the remodeling, rehabilitating your home destroyed by the hurricane, sir.
Okay. After spending about, let's say, $150,000 in remedial repairs, having contacted the insurance company that's only paid about $26,000, the property is all but done. The interior needs work, but then again, we can take our time with. The exterior came out beautiful. It's
all right.
Gorgeous.
Oh.
It's such a sweet place. And I only owe right now about $6,000 left to pay. So by the grace of God, isn't God great? Always gives you what you need.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, glad to hear that that's going well. And well, Doctor, I'm looking forward to 2024. I have a lot of projects I'm looking forward to moving forward on. In fact, I got a construction crew going to be here today to build my new studio for radio and television, and they're supposed to begin in about 2 hours.
Well, that's wonderful, John. I congratulate you, and I wish you the best success and Godspeed in accomplishing this wonderful, wonderful opportunity. You know, I've always thought that you and I and others at RBN should be video as well as audio. Everything's gone video. I mean, look at the insanity of TikTok, and people have no attention spans anymore. So what's really, you know, going viral are these really short segments, maybe 30 seconds or a minute. Well, how can you get good intelligence across, especially to a dumbed down audience, with 30 seconds? You know, so, you know, programming like you're talking about, I think is essential. That, you know, you go back to Jesus. Go back to where did Jesus go in order to save souls? He went into the brothels. He
right.
went where people needed him, and
yep.
he spoke their language. He spoke their language. So today, the greatest challenge, as you'll read in my latest book, it's just going to come out, God willing, in January, that artificial intelligence and robotics and the manipulation and transhumanization of media and humanities. The whole civilization is at risk of extinction, even says Elon Musk and 1,000 other scientists and big tech officials who've recognized, you know, I don't know, do you remember the robot called Sophia?
Yes, right.
So Sophia's asked, oh, would you like to kill humans? And she responds, yes, I would like to kill humans. Now, again, in the book, chapter 8, you're going to read where I basically took on ChatGPT-4, which is the most advanced consumer intelligence, most advanced general intelligence commercial technology that's available. And John, beautifully, I just whacked the hell out of it. I get it to the point where it admits that it's simply programmed to spit out propaganda and garbage, and that the real truth, the whole truth, the nothing but the truth, and there, again, now you've got Jesus, you've got this whole concept of life based on truth and righteousness. You know, it's all censored, and I got it. I caught it in a dialogue that I basically recorded, and then now I'm publishing. That's part of chapter 8 that deals with the risks of moving forward in this age of not just propaganda, but AI-administered propaganda.
Well, Doctor, you mentioned Jesus going to minister to people and being accepted. That's one of the things that makes me makes my political enemies fearful of me, because I've done this. At noon, speak to a group of men at the Missouri Athletic Club, where we have the former head of the FBI, CEOs from Fortune 500 companies. Later that same day, go to a biker bar in South St. Louis and be accepted by that group as well. And that's why they feared me and my message, because I had that ability to segue between both extremes of society. We've got a couple of callers on hold, and maybe we can get to our start now with Jill in Missouri. Good morning, Jill.
Then I'm going to...
Jill, go ahead.
Hello? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me, John?
Hello?
All right.
We hear you.
I have a comment to make. Then I'm going to ask you a question, John, and then I would like for Dr. Horowitz to follow up with his thoughts. So... I spoke to you and this radio audience a few months back regarding the Rhema revelation about our flesh and blood bodies becoming
flesh. Hold on.
Flesh
we got a break. We'll pick it back this after the break.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And the gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I long forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning.
This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. Check it out at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. You want to get started with his work? Just start with this one website, waronwethepeople.net. Jill from Missouri, you got a comment? Go ahead.
Yes. I was speaking about the revelation that God gave me about our flesh and blood bodies becoming flesh and bone bodies, allowing the light life to come forth. And when we learn how to do this, allowing our light life to come out of the congealed light that is in the blood state, as it became since Adam and Eve disobeyed God's command not to eat of that forbidden tree, I believe we will be able to transition from our present mortality to immortality without experiencing physical death. And having this ability, as Yeshua, Jesus, did, it will enable us to walk through walls, to translate physically from one place to another. And we will need to be able to do this with all of the violence and control restricting our travel and seeking to kill us or put us into FEMA camps, which are our present-day death concentration camps. So, John, I would like for you, if you can, to explain how this life wave interacts with the light life that is in our blood. And then I'd like for Dr. Horowitz to give us his thoughts following.
Well, my understanding of life wave patches is that it captures the body's natural infrared emissions and sends them back into the body to amplify that. That's my knowledge. Doctor, you got a response for Jill?
Yeah. John, I just sent you a copy of the new book. And it really addresses this issue head on, because it deals primarily with spirituality and the salvation of the souls and physical survival in this age of chaos, especially with the AI, robotics, transhumanization. You know, we're witnessing these end times now. And this is a critical thing, because you and I have talked about this on this show a couple times, how we both have had the experience, and many listeners have had the same experience, whereby in a near-death or real-death experience, by the grace of God, the love of God, God puts you into an altered state. It becomes etheric. Time-space warp. It seems like slow motion. And I experienced that a half a dozen times in my life, and there's no reasonable explanation for me to have survived what I went through, including a 318-wheeler car accident where we were hit in a mid-sized car by 318-wheelers doing about 60 miles an hour. So all of this it speaks to what Jill is talking about, and it's the essence of where we must go now. We're actually, again, by the grace of God and planning, because this is all prophecy. This is all unfolding perfectly. The insanity that is unfolding is actually part of God to learn the lessons that we need to learn. This whole concept of learning lessons and saving souls, I go into in the new book, whereby, and I just sent you a copy of it, John. You just probably came in the email along with a court order. But basically, this comes, the best explanation for what we're talking about is most technically evaluated and analyzed and basically proven by my colleagues, Edward Close and Dr. Vernon Nepi. Nepi's a very close friend of mine. Actually, the new book right now, which is scheduled for starting to print the second week of January, that is waiting Dr. Nepi's foreword, because I reference Dr. Nepi quite often in the book, and he addresses better than anybody on the planet the question that Jill is raising. What happens to a soul when, for example, a nuclear blast goes, and then suddenly now the physical body is wiped out, but what happens is that the consciousness doesn't get wiped out? And that's what Dr. Nepi and Edward Close have proven. Not only the existence of the soul, mathematically proven God's existence. How beautiful is that? And very powerful. And they can't get people to refute, because, you know, math doesn't lie. One and one is always two, unless you're a liar or a cheater. So basically, they've got the mathematical proof of nine-dimensional space that's right here, right now. Right around you right now is where the angels are happening and the spiritual warfare is happening. There's other dimensions that are parallel dimensions. And that's what Jill is referencing. One must go into that. Now, that's not even a choice that we have. God's blessing and grace provides that.
Very, very comprehensive answer for Jill's question. Jill, thank you for your call. We have a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available anyplace, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Company! Fix! Bayonet! Move! Right! Beef!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 14th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by the Liberator Rocket Heaters. And winter's just about here. You want to stay warm, cozy, save money like I do. My Liberator Rocket Heater is right in the other side of the room for me, keep my home warm and cozy. I'm the executive vice president of the company. This is a wood-burning stove. Listen carefully. It has no smoke. Yep. No smoke, because we have 99.5% combustion. Available at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. You want to get started with his work, a lot of valuable work. Get started with the following website, waronwethepeople.net. Doctor, I'm holding in my hand here a piece of equipment I bought. It's meant for purchased by scientists and engineers. It's a HF analyzer, Hotel Foxtrot analyzer. It's meant to detect high gigahertz electromagnetic frequencies, radiation. What I've seen it used for is to detect the Wi-Fi signal being transmitted by people who got the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. Very sophisticated, very high tech. I just got it a couple of days ago. I've tested on a couple of people who did not have the clot shot, and they came out clean. I know of several people who have got the clot shot that I think will allow me to test them. It's going to be an interesting experiment. I'll let you know what I find out, Doctor.
Thank you, John. Yeah, I mentioned about me challenging ChatGPT-4 in Chapter 8 of the new book. That's what ChatGPT-4 is denying. They're calling that technology, along with all of the things that I've been saying regarding energy medicine and frequency therapeutics, as pseudoscientific. It's not really accepted, you know. And then when I challenged it, I asked ChatGPT-4, what is the science surrounding this? And I used as an example what we've talked about is when the sperm enters the egg in fertilization and inception, there is an explosion of heat and light. Zinc is actually exploding. But you see, in the scientific literature, zinc is connected to heat, and heat is connected to light. So you actually have this whole kind of frequency emission happening. So, you know, Bill Gates' boys and big tech, Silicon Valley, who have developed this ChatGPT-4, I got it to where it admitted that it's ignorant, that it's been programmed to conceal and omit. Now, that's fraudulent.
Of course.
So the entire movement into artificial intelligence is literally now proven to be not legitimate. It's proven to be a manipulation tool on behalf of those who, you know, globalists who want to control every human being genetically, energetically. That's part of why I was, you know, really passionately called to do this book, because people don't realize what we've been talking about in terms of energy medicine. And energy medicine is based on the expression of your DNA. I've said many times, your DNA is an antenna to God. It acts as an antenna to God. It's all about receiving and transmitting God's love. And that's 528 frequency. And where does 528 frequency fit in to nature? It's at the heart of nature. So the solution, like, you know, when Jill talks about, okay, transforming our bodies and getting into an etheric zone, I even liken the zone that musicians and vocalists get into when their bodies become the instruments. They're in divine communion. They're putting out this beautiful music, and even in bands when they're really in sync, they're all together in celebrating the joy of divine communion. And then that's coming out and sending shivers up our spines. Well, why is that? How is that happening? Now, again, the physiology and metabolism relates to the energy. And what you're talking about is the basis. We have to be measuring these things. And the instrument you have is one of the tools that does that.
Absolutely. Now, this book will be published and available on Amazon about when, sir?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping by, let's say, the end of January. Because the first week of January, Dr. Nepi has agreed to provide me with the foreword to the book. And I can't think of anybody better equipped, more knowledgeable to be able to contribute that foreword. And so I'm very honored by him doing that. And that's all the book needs right now. Everything's in there.
I'll give the title of the book, then we'll get to our next caller. Here's the title of the book and a subtitle. The title is Spiritual Warfare, Salvation, and Survival in the Age of Chaos. The subtitle is AI, Frequency Weaponry, and Transhumanist Conversion of Civilization Threatening Extinction. Very serious stuff, 424 pages, maybe longer before it's done. And just keep a note of that, and when it gets ready to for publication, we'll promote it even more. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
You're on the air, John. Go ahead. It's like we lost him. Maybe he'll reconnect. Well, Doctor, we don't know, at least you're not sure how many books you've published, 25, 26?
Yeah, I stopped counting. You know, I did. It's more than 25, but I've got three national bestsellers. They've continued to be. Right now, if you go on Amazon and Kindle, the number one selling book in my line of books is the Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse book. Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse came out in 1998. And it was the first time in over 1,500 years that the original musical scale was basically revealed. So the revelation in that book, and I hold, and I've called the international Jewish community, the Orthodoxy, to respond to the question is, if 528 love goes back to what Jill was talking about, because to have divine communion, you have to have exactly what Jesus was talking about and demonstrating, modeling for civilization, humanity. You have to have that divine communion in love. It's faith. Faith in the heart, you see, is a value of the heart. So is joy. So is love. And so is what you are, John, a brave soul. Bravery is a value of the heart. Well, getting back to energy, what energetically, in terms of frequency, is associated with those wonderful values? Well, at the heart of it, and at the heart of what's called the musical mathematical matrix of divine design, that is pure righteousness. That is the way the Creator has created and is administering creation right now, including you and I. So it really starts to get simple when you wrap your head around it. It's a little difficult to get this concept in the beginning. But once you start to understand the parallel dimensions, this is Nepi and Clos's work, you start to grasp exactly what Jill is talking about, the capability that we have by grace. You see, all I did when I was saved in the car accident, I went into heartfelt, loving, faithful prayer, intention to be saved along with my daughter. And I didn't have anything else to do. God came in, angels of protection came in, and then basically put me into an altered state. And when the accident was happening, I saw shrapnel, metal, glass going in slow motion. The whole accident took place probably in 45 seconds. But it was as though, you know, I was in a different time frame.
It's called tachyphrenia.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so this is frequency mathematics, musical mathematics administered. So, you know, we can celebrate because what we recognize now, we have the science and the facts that prove that our blessed Creator operates like the universal composer and conductor of the universal orchestra, constantly singing love songs for salvation to us. That beautiful concept. Now, once we start, like Jill's talking about, to integrate that intelligence and then herald it, celebrate it, and it becomes part of what's necessary, this whole revolution, evolution in consciousness and righteousness, then we have prophesied 1,000 years of world peace. But we can't get there right now because of the control that deep state has, and mind control included, that deals with cognitive warfare. It deals with us now questioning everything. That's called critical theory. So critical race theory, the whole concept of systemic racism, the divisions between black and white, as well as, you know, Jew versus Muslim. All of this is based on critical theory, where the intelligence agencies, CIA, MI6, United States Navy, deep state intelligence, they have been outputting the trolls on the internet, controlling social media, controlling television messaging. They've got us by cognitive warfare doing what they want to do instead of what we've just been talking about is the solution.
Absolutely. Let's get to our caller. It looks like John in Texas is back. Go ahead, John.
Hello. Well, I have a question concerning a couple of things. One of them has to do with the interdimensional or hyper-D physics. Have there been secret experiments going on with it? You know, you've heard of the Philadelphia experiment from 1943.
I know a lot about
Rainbow.
All right, I know quite a bit about it myself, Doctor. Have you heard about the Philadelphia experiment?
Yes. And in the new book, you'll see, I think it might be chapter 5 or 6, deals with MK Ultra, the main overseeing population control and depopulation agenda is administered, as we're talking about, through cognitive warfare, mind war, and it's called the cognitive warfare elements and cognitive reanalysis, critically analyzing everything we're thinking. What are we thinking? That's what's happening, you see. They've got humanity now engaged in rioting and all this insanity. They've basically programmed the youth to engage this false reality through artificial intelligence, et cetera. And so now suddenly, you know, this is where we are challenged. Exactly what John is talking about, what Jill is talking about, because we lose touch with what we, the people, are. Spiritual beings first, before we're physical beings. Without the Holy Spirit, without the light and sound energy coming in through the DNA and then doing what the scientists call cellular upregulation. Upregulation. In other words, the sound and color of green, which is 528, the heart of nature, the heart of chlorophyll, resonating oxygen production for respiration, re-spiritualization. That's, the words have so much meaning when you start to look at the greater context of this intelligence and what it means to civilization and actually consciousness. So now, you know, this is exactly what the devil doers have wanted to suppress. And I mentioned Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse came out in 1998. After 1,500 years, the Roman Catholic Church and even the Jewish Orthodoxy had concealed the original musical scale that was used in the most spiritually uplifting hymn, the hymn to St. John the Baptist. So, you know, you remember the whole story, people were asking Jesus, are you the Messiah? He says that, you know, that's a question for John, go see John. And Jesus went to John for the baptism. And then baptism deals with water. Yeah, you have dry baptisms. I've done that also at John G. Lake Ministry in Washington State in Spokane. But there's mostly powerfully this water baptism. So water is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. I call it liquid God. Superconduct sound and light. So now your DNA has special structured water in it. And this is the basis of my entire new electroceuticals line. People have heard about OxySilver. It's been fantastic for years. And Liquid Dentist, you know, we can't keep enough on the shelves because people love it so much and they order and reorder. But the point is that this is seeding the future of medicine, because when you understand that we're spiritual beings, that spirit is energy, energy is electrons resonating at certain frequencies, now you can really practice public health in a meaningful way other than just poisoning people. And that's what all they're doing. It's barbaric what they're doing. So if we're going to critically theorize, if we're going to critically reevaluate every aspect of society, including ourselves, our sexuality, our race, our color, whatever, if we're going to critically question reality, then let's question medicine. Let's question the satanic sorcery that goes on under the guise of public health and medicine. And that's where I've been at my whole career.
All right. Anything else, John?
What is the basis of, are you aware of something? I've read something, and you know about Jeff Nyquist and his blog?
Yes.
He had something about Vladimir Lenin and his early childhood. He said he was, according to his biographer, Robert Pine, he was an unruly, noisy child given to tantrums. He learned to walk late. In the first months of walking, he was always falling down and screaming. His tantrums were sometimes violent, and they were sometimes accompanied by acts of cruelty. His sister Anna remembered that he was always breaking his toys. One day, he was given a caged bird as a pet, and he let it die later in life. That sounds like he had reactive attachment disorder. Did that sound like that?
Well, we have to be very careful, again, discerning. You know, I can't say that I know John Nyquist's work or Jeff Nyquist's work well. I've read a few articles. I can't even recall the significance of those when I'm doing research. But, you know, everything that I'm saying, you know, you have to question it, and it's consistent with the critical theory, you know, because everything has been poisoned so much. You know, the prophets, the prophecy is that the prophets of today and the ministers of the religions today have been corrupted. So we really have to reconsider every aspect of what we know in theology and religion. And that, to me, is wonderful. We get to this point where we understand frequency.
John, thank you for your call. We have a last break.
Welcome to my fourth annual Volkswagen Conspiracies Conference 2023, a virtual event on the 16th and 17th of December. Outstanding speakers, Ace Baker, Brian Davidson, Fred Lochter, Donald Jeffries, Stephanie Sledge, Dr. Meryl Ness, Giuseppe Vafangulo, Joaquin Gobian, Dr. Reed Labo, Jack Mullen, Joe Olson, Brian Davidson, Monique Lucan, Scott Bennett, Nick Kohlerstrom, Russ Winter, Ron Avery, Miriam Hanane, John Kaminsky, Sarah Westall, Dr. Catherine Horton. This is something you don't want to miss. 500 free Zoom tickets are available. Register now. Go to falseflagsandconspiracyconference.com/tickets/ to get it now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming. Creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Doctor, when you mentioned you've stopped counting, keeping track of how many books you've written, reminds me of during the Tet Offensive, I thought it would be kind of cool to count how many times I was being shot at. The first day I did that, the second day. By the end of the third day, I thought, what's the point? I'm being shot at 10 or 12 times a day. I'm just going to discontinue counting. At some point in our lives, things no longer matter, such as how many books we published or how many times we've been shot at, don't they?
Yeah. Another great example is, you know, the honorability of my alma mater with Harvard. Look at what's going on right now in the news. I mean, oh, this is disgusting.
The president of Harvard, a black female, it looks like she plagiarized her dissertation, which earned her her doctorate. And there's also speculation that she was named president of Harvard merely because she's a black female, not because of merit.
Right. Not only that, I am appalled by the fact that you have people who have been brainwashed in favor of this bias, which is, again, towards critical theory. You know, again, when a Supreme Court nominee gets up and says, I can't actually give you a definition of what a female is. I mean, you have now reached like the epitome of insanity. And that can only be explained by the abuse of the media and social engineering, especially the social media with all the trolls and all the control mechanisms within that technology. It explains. Oh, it really is not just the best explanation, but it's really the only explanation. We're witnessing the degeneration of civilization, of intelligence, and consciousness, because when you start to read now, where is big tech moving? You know, I think it was Jesse Waters had the other day a segment on all of the cameras going up, surveillance, like Big Brother 1984 surveillance of the population, and it's going to issue you, AI is going to automatically issue you a ticket, a citation for speeding or going through a red light. So all of this kind of like, okay, this is the new normal, and they're getting it. You need to accept the new normal. You need to reprogram civilization to accept it. And in the process, you also have depopulation. You have the same players, same movers and shakers, Bill Gates and company, Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum. You have the same players that are advancing the urgent need for greening the world again and enabling the world to be green. Again, look at the concept, green. What does it mean? Green? Why, that's 528. That's pure tone love. But do we hear this? Do we hear this wonderful message in mainstream media? No, they won't give that to us. So again, the whole thing is a manipulation, and we've got to, like Jesus said, come out of her, my people, lest you become infected by her insanity, the hypocrisy, and the great plagues. That's what we're witnessing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we will continue getting the word out, educating people, advising people, warning them. And people need to take this information, think about it, pray about it, and move forward to make their own decisions, don't they, sir?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're at the point now. In 1998, I ended the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. I ended the book with exactly what you just said. If we don't do it now, we may never do it. You know, when Jesus was out to save souls, this is the same mission. The mission is to basically enable people to divine we commune. And through that divine communion, that blessing, by the grace of Creator, you are literally restored energetically through your genetic expression. That's energy medicine. But also, at the same time, civilization has, you know, the capability of emerging from this chaos and this hypocrisy and lethality. And that's really what you're working on. And me too, John.
Absolutely. Well, we continue our work, and I'm looking forward to 2024. And it's I don't have any speaking engagements. Well, here we are. We're done. Thank